Good morning. It's Thursday, November 20th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. In a major move, President Donald Trump signed legislation ordering the Justice Department to release all files related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein within 30 days. The files include criminal investigation documents, witness interviews, flight logs, and communications with high-profile figures. Trump, who previously opposed releasing the records, cited political pressure and support from Epstein's victims as reasons for the change. Lawmakers in both chambers passed the bill overwhelmingly, with a 427-1 vote in the House and unanimous consent in the Senate. Attorney General Pam Bondi can still withhold information affecting ongoing investigations or victim privacy. The release could shed light on Epstein's network and associates. Another news. Chipmaker NVIDIA stunned Wall Street with quarterly revenue of $57 billion, up 62% year-on-year, driven by AI data center demand. CEO Jensen Huang said sales of AI Blackwell systems were off the charts, and cloud GPUs are sold out. The company also projected fourth quarter revenue above $65 billion, beating estimates and sending after-hours shares up 4%. Investors are closely watching NVIDIA as a bellwether for AI investments, which have fueled both excitement and market concern. The company has $500 billion in AI chip orders and recently announced a new Saudi Arabia data center with Elon Musk's AI firm, xAI, as the first client. Another news, Harvard University professor and former president Larry Summers is taking leave as the school investigates his communications with Jeffrey Epstein. Recently released emails reveal that Summers corresponded with Epstein until the day before his 2019 arrest, though no misconduct allegations have been made. Summers has also resigned from OpenAI's board. In a class, he expressed regret for his communications and plans to rebuild trust with colleagues and students. Harvard is reviewing all individuals mentioned in the newly released Epstein files. Summers held senior government positions under Democratic presidents and remains a prominent academic figure facing public scrutiny over these associations. Around the world, senior Pentagon officials, led by U.S. Army Secretary Dan Driscoll, arrived in Kyiv on Wednesday to discuss efforts to end the ongoing war with Russia. They are expected to meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and focus on military conditions and a potential ceasefire. Reports suggest a 28-point peace plan has been drafted, which could involve Ukraine making concessions on territory and armed forces, though neither Washington nor Moscow has confirmed details. The visit underscores the U.S. role in mediating the conflict amid ongoing Russian attacks, including a missile strike on Ternopil that killed at least 26 civilians. Talks could shape the next phase of international engagement in Ukraine. Another news, the Israeli military conducted airstrikes on several South Lebanon towns on Wednesday, targeting Hezbollah weapons storage sites after warning civilians to evacuate. The strikes come amid ongoing tensions despite a ceasefire established last November. Lebanese authorities confirmed strikes in Deir Kifa, Shehur, Ainata, and Tyre Felsay, with buildings destroyed and emergency responses underway. Israel claimed Hezbollah was rebuilding military infrastructure near the border, while Lebanon condemned the attacks as violations of the truce. The strikes highlight the fragility of peace in southern Lebanon and the risk of further escalation between Israel and Hezbollah. Another news. The UK government warned Russia on Wednesday after a Russian military ship, the Yantar, entered UK waters near Scotland and reportedly directed lasers at Royal Air Force pilots. Defense Secretary John Healey described the maneuver as deeply dangerous and confirmed it was the ship's second incursion this year. The Royal Navy and RAF monitored the vessel's movements. The warning to Moscow underscores rising tensions in the North Atlantic as the UK maintains vigilance over its territorial waters and the safety of military personnel during recurring Russian naval activity. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.